place so we could figure out which kids might have that predisposition?
I think it's something that, in terms of, it's hard to say, it's like, how important that is. It's a theoretical possibility. I guess like the polling case maybe suggested it could happen. Because it's hard to predict who those children might be, but certainly individual cases can be studied to try to look at those possibilities.
Well, I would just think, and then I'll let you go in a few minutes unless you have more time, but as a parent, if my kid had whatever polling had and we could figure that out, that would be one kid you would call out versus not worry about other kids if they don't have that predisposition. But maybe you could identify the ones that would be vulnerable. But I haven't seen that there's any, is there an area of study trying to do such a thing within CDC or funded by CDC or NIH?
Well, in terms of the area of CDC that's studying autism and possible causal relationships with